When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, when the trumpet of the when the trumpet of the No. And here you are. You don't know what I want to you. I want everybody, every single one of you, to open your mouth and sing. You know why you're not doing it? I don't know that song. How could you not know that song? How could anybody in this last generation not know that song?
Yes, Lord!
What church you been going to? What book you been reading from? What preacher have you been following that you don't know that song? Shame on you.
Glory!
Seems like every time I talk, I have to talk to your shame. But are they ashamed? Nope. Now let's try it one more time. When the trumpet and time shall be no more. Wow, what a song. Ay. They don't know the song. I would like somebody to find that scripture for me. A generation of Noah or Job or Daniel be in it.
Hallelujah.
I seem to have a difficult time finding it this morning, so I thought maybe I'd come up with all my fine Bible students.
Hallelujah.
Those who are watching me carefully and have learned from me.
Okay.
Got it? Who got it?
Ezekiel 14:14.
Hold it. Now, let's not get ahead of each other here. All right, go ahead.
So these three men.
Ezekiel, where?
14.
All you people that's listening out there, Ezekiel 4.
14.
Chapter 14, verse 14.
You people are really something. You are so deliberately sitting there.
Oh,
God.
Just one.
Oh, my God.
Y'all look at you. Mm-hmm. If what I say, you won't make no effort to try to change that look.
Yes, Lord.
You're not here, are you? Your mind's someplace else, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
He will give you perfect peace. If your mind is what? Well, then you got it someplace else. I'm looking right at you. I've often said this to you folks, how Jesus would talk to people right at them, looking right square in the face. And just, I'll get back to that. Go ahead, Brother Brown. Tell me where it's at again.
Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14.
Lord.
So these three men, Noah, Daniel.
That's not good, Brother Brown.
The word of the Lord word came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing.
Why don't you just go to that line? There is a generation.
Amen.
You mean to tell me you folks didn't know that that's what I was looking for?
All right.
Brother Brown.
Yes, sir.
Is it in there?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes.
That's what I want, the generation.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
There you are. Well, you had it. You got it? Who got it? My God. I'm not sure I could depend upon this morning. Oh.
God bless you.
Oh, God. There is a generation. Though Daniel or Job or Noah be in it, they will. But you mean to tell me nobody in this place can find that?
Yes, sir. There is a generation.
I call it. Hold it. I wish I had a mirror up here.
Hallelujah.
I just wish I had. Of course, I'm putting it up, ain't I? You see the mirror?
Yes.
Look at your faces. Now you get angry inside. Now you're. I look at your eyes.
God bless you.
Now, there's a reason why I want this. Do you understand that?
Yes.
God bless you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Because I'm going to do what this talks about. I'm going to do it.
All right.
I got to save myself from this generation right here.
Oh,
if I keep trying to please you folks to become the acceptable prophet that would please you, I'm going to damn myself.
Amen. Yes, you
and you can be damned before I do that.
Amen.
Right. You know, sit there harden up again. Read.
There is a generation that curseth their father.
No. I want the one that says, though Job or Daniel or Noah be in it. I want that phrase.
Hallelujah.
Boy, I thought sure when I got that right at the end. My God.
Noah, Daniel, and Job
were
in it.
I want the line that talks about the generation.
Amen.
So, Job or Noah.
We won't say it, but that's two different verses.
Yes.
It's two different verses.
The one you're starting to read back there to talk about Job. No, there must be a phrase in it referring to that generation. All right, you go ahead and start reading it out. See if I can help you out.
Though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it.
In what?
Generation.
In what?
Generation.
In what?
Generation.
It would mean nothing if I couldn't find the word generation.
That's right.
Can't you understand that?
Amen.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Right.
Right
on.
What? Job and Daniel and Noah being what?
This generation.
Oh, God.
Being what?
That
generation.
Would you all do me a favor? You love me, don't you? God show me a favor. Would you show me one and go out?
Okay.
Would you? I pray with you again yesterday. Don't come to the tabernacle.
Oh, my Lord.
You come anyway, you brain.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, we're ready for you. We're ready for a war. That's what the people doing out there. The one that's tuning in.
Yes, Lord.
They're gathering themselves together. That's what you're doing. You're gathering yourself together. Every single person in this place should know that scripture. We have quoted it many times.
Amen.
In the dining hall. Every single one of you.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Think of you. For what? Because of your neglect? How should we escape?
Oh.
If we neglect?
Oh.
You're a bunch of neglectors.
Right.
And you want me to neglect too, huh?
No.
You'd like me to sort of fail in my doings, huh?
No.
Look at this issue. Whited sepulchres. Full of dead man's bones.
Amen. Truth.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, who's going to read that verse for me? How can you shut your eyes wide open? How many times have I said that? If I find a verse, don't look up while I start talking. Keep your eye right on it. See, we're talking about becoming instant. And you can only do that by being ready, by being prepared. You were prepared for me this morning. No, you weren't. You're not prepared for Jesus to come. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. Okay, disagree with me? Stand up and say you disagree. Come on. Come on. See, we don't believe how close this is. I've been so faithful with you people. Told y'all. Which prophet would even use that scripture if he was a prophet? If the prophet be deceived. Who would even use that if he was a prophet?
Hallelujah.
And he looked on them with anger.
Yes, Lord.
I told you people here hundreds of times that God wanted me to show his anger.
Amen.
I pointed my finger up there time and time again.
Amen.
Look at my face.
Amen.
He's angry with the wicked.
Yes.
And that's why he's angry with you. Because there's too much wicked right now. What a wicked demonstration here.
Yes.
What a wicked.
Yes.
I didn't know this. I wasn't expecting that. That's wicked. But you won't turn from, will you?
Oh, God.
You like yourself, don't you? Lovers of their own self.
Oh, God.
I'm saved. Now, I got to get this point across before I got distracted again by this house.
Oh, God.
I came in to sing a song, and I guarantee not a one of you have understanding why I picked that song. Well, first of all, I didn't pick it.
Hallelujah.
When the road
is gone.
Hold it. I'll pick it up when I get around. After I maybe get rid of you, you damn fools.
God.
You wicked hearts.
Oh,
you arrogant people.
Oh,
how many times have I quoted you? Well, I'm saved. I'm rich. I'm creature of God. Read it, brother.
Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it. As I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither.
As I live, saith the Lord God.
Oh, God.
They shall deliver neither.
This is the word of the Lord.
Yes.
There is a generation.
Yes, God.
Noah's generation.
Yes, God.
Job's generation.
Yes.
Daniel's generation.
Yes, God.
Three profound books.
Yes.
Talking about three outstanding men.
Yes, God. Lord God. Oh, yes, God.
Yes. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless you.
And with all of this morning, again, I still haven't got a proper response. This is what I'm getting.
Jesus.
And they knew not. Don't know the time. Don't know the conditions. Don't know the circumstances. And don't know their own heart. Is thy heart right with God? See, I know exactly the way most of you are starting to respond to that. Well, what about you? Well, that's why I'm up here. I'm here.
Yes, God.
Because I have a heart.
Yes, God.
After God.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
And whether you have your heart on God or not, He has His heart on you.
Hallelujah.
And that ought to make every last one of you not shout real loud, but pump you somewhere. No, we're too arrogant. We're too proud. Aren't you glad I'm here right there? I did make it again. Now, I believe my ministry has paralleled an understanding as Noah. I told you many years ago, a little old sister said to me one day, Brother, you're Noah. Well, Brother, Noah moved with fear. You can see how I'm trembling this morning. I tried to tell Sister Rose last night, I says, can you picture me talking to God people like this?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus.
And God don't fight me dead.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Right on. Huh?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right. Today,
that's right. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, God.
Amen.
God, yes, Lord.
Boy, our minds are so far from the kingdom.
Right.
The kingdom of God, which is righteousness. We don't have righteous thoughts. Peace. We have no peaceful thoughts. And joy. Where's your joy? Huh? You know, if you had the joy, you couldn't hold it down. You couldn't even find words to express it. Oh, when you sing a song, don't you? The joy unspeakable. And then you make sure you don't speak about it.
Oh, glory.
Now, the reason I had that verse read, and I want to generate because, you know, as I woke up this morning and praying, the Lord said, you start telling these people, it won't be long they're going to hear your voice for the last time. See, that last, that time. And the only ones going to hear this voice are the sheep.
Yes, Lord.
My sheep.
Yes.
Hear my voice.
Amen.
See, I put myself in the category of Noah, Daniel, Job, or Jesus. Where do you think of Jesus? I didn't say that, smart aleck. I didn't say that.
Amen.
But you're Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He was the Word of God made flesh. And where is the Word of God? Is it in you? Boy, you people. See, no wonder you're not victorious. Because you won't get converted. You won't even be converted. And I quote that story to you, and you look at me. Lord, the Lord that forsake you, Brother Stair. Oh, Lord, if the folk leave, I ain't gonna leave. I'm gonna stay right here with you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
I've come to this house many times and told you how even our worship is an abomination.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Who do you think I was talking to? Even your prayers are an abomination.
Jesus.
We're living in the time of the abomination.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
How about the nation of God, the holy nation, being bombed? See, the folks don't like my name. See, America's a nation being bombed.
Amen.
Israel is a nation being bombed.
Amen.
They're all being an abominable thing, a detestable thing.
Yes,
And see, even with my talking now, look at you right. No, real.
Hallelujah!
Glory. And see, I keep telling you, you folk have the chance every day to walk in this prayer room.
Glory! Hallelujah!
And cry inside.
Hallelujah! Yes,
but you don't do it.
Glory!
You don't do it! And stop trying to pull a wool over my eyes. You don't do it.
Oh, amen. Oh,
you don't do it.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Scripture says, "Cry and sigh."
Yes, Lord.
Scripture says, "Cry and sigh."
Yes, Lord. Lord.
I don't help with your hand being raised up. Find it. Read it.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, you don't even want to do that, do you? Do you?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
It's written.
Yes, Lord.
My God, if there's anybody on the face of the earth that should be able to bing, 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 be instant, it's this house right here.
And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst
of the city.
Boom.
Yeah. Through the midst of Jerusalem.
Yes, Lord.
And set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry.
All
the abominations.
Where am I going to do that?
Hallelujah.
Where am I going to do that?
Oh, Jesus.
Ready.
Oh, God.
Ready.
Okay.
Ready.
Oh, Jesus.
Mark.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Mark the perfect man.
Lord.
Mark.
Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Mark.
Oh.
Mark.
Oh, Jesus.
Cry and sigh.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus.
I hear him crying. I hear no crying.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't hear no crying.
Oh, Jesus.
Set a mark upon their foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof.
No. There's no abomination.
Yes, God.
Lord,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, God.
Abomination.
Yes, God.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God.
Are you brave?
Oh, God.
I asked you not to come in here.
Oh, God.
Like you've been doing?
Yes, God.
But he don't mean that way.
Oh, God.
You know, God said, don't come up and try to get in.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Oh, Rock, come on.
Oh, God.
Don't even do it.
Oh, Jesus.
Because you're going to hear something you don't want to hear.
Oh, God.
See, now you're sidetracking again this morning because of that Jewish. Because I want to sing a song.
Yes.
Remember the song we started out with? When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound. Hold it. And what?
Time.
Well, so you think you got plenty of time, don't you?
No.
Don't you? Tomorrow, maybe. Next week. When the trumpet
of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and day.
Oh, yes, Lord.
When the saved of earth shall gather
yes,
over
yes.
on the other shore,
oh,
and
and a roll. Name, you know. He's not going to say, are you there, Angela? You have a new name. Do you know your new name? Is your name written there? You people are pitiful. I mean, will you please give me an excuse that is sufficient for why you people do not know yet how to worship God and how to pray and how to live in faith and hope?
Amen.
What advantage have you?
Oh, God.
Much in every way.
Oh, God.
Just as I walked out of the house, phone rang. And Brother Ben. Oh, the weeping and the crying. Oh, you're rejoicing, huh? But that kind of rejoicing is no good. You don't rejoice because you're here. You need to be told and really up. Rejoice because your name. And since I am one of God's representatives, he lets me know whose name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know what you're going to do with that?
Who are you?
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Read that scripture you were reading.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, hold it. Stand up. Everybody look at him now. I told you what people do with that. They do it even though I call attention. They still let's see. He's so concerned. He gets it. Why don't you be concerned about it? Huh?
That's right.
Don't see how they respond. What about your response?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's right.
Hmm?
Amen.
Right.
When he goes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm telling you what you're doing. You're doing that.
Iniquity, yes.
I have told you.
Amen.
You want to see how the person I'm talking to responds to what I'm saying.
Right.
And so you respond the way you want to. Don't look at him. Look at me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You want to learn how to respond? I'm showing you how. I'm working out my salvation. Standing here talking to God's people with rebuking with all severity. And oh my God.
Amen.
A generation of Noah, Daniel, my God. Be in it.
Amen.
They would but
save
themselves.
I'm going to save myself. To hell with you. You don't want to be saved? Fine.
Amen.
That's what I'm doing now. I'm doing what God called me to do, prepared me to do.
Amen.
To face the most rebellious generation.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not going to be rebellious like you. Now, I'm not going to do it. I can do it. I can sit down. I'm going to talk to them. Tell them. But I still got to tell you that. You love me, don't you? Don't you? When the roll. Now, the reason I want to do that, because I want to take a roll call.
Hallelujah.
The phone number.
Hallelujah.
Brother Carpenter called in.
Glory.
Brother Pastor Rice called in, but they called in earlier.
Hallelujah.
Then Brother Ben called in. Oh, Ben.
Hallelujah.
And you folks just look at me. And just look at yourself. And remember how Ben used to respond to me?
Yes.
Well, that's the way some of you are doing right now.
Hallelujah.
Remember?
Yes,
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Mandler!
Oh, bless you.
And I finally find out what it was that was causing then trouble, didn't I?
Yes.
Now, he's probably listening now. Sure. Just like Rufus and just like my friend from New York. And roll call.
Amen.
When the roll is called up yonder. Number is 843-538-1334. And you folk out there in Henrietta, if the brother will help you, we'll need to get your satellite back up. Hello?
God bless you, Brother Stewart.
You folks tell me who that is.
Johnson.
I wonder how a woman does that. I just wonder how that woman, I mean, she has a home, she has a husband.
Thank you, Lord.
She has a soul, she has a mind.
Yes.
Any time of day.
Thank you, Father.
She must sit there with a phone in her hand.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Ready for a roll call. Hey, roll call. When the roll is called down there at the Overcomer Community, when the roll is
called down there.
Hello? God bless you. See, now, that would seem like it would make you happy, but Sister Johnson, I know why she's not here. I've dealt with that long before we ever started getting phone calls. But now Sharon, there's no reason for her not to be here. No. Hello?
Praise the Lord, Brother Sarah, Pastor Rice.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you.
We'll get you coordinates to set that satellite back up.
Amen.
Okay?
Right now, we're listening on the short.
Oh, I heard you. I heard your call. I heard your call, and that was so good because you mentioned four short waves.
Yes, sir.
So I hear things, brother.
All right.
God bless you.
God bless you.
How about it, brothers?
Amen.
Hello? Right there, they said, right then.
Oh, bless you, Jim.
Thank you, brother. See, some of you folk can't understand how I don't even particularly care if these folk ever come back.
Oh,
if you get out of here, I'm not going to look for you to come back.
Oh, bless you. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah.
There's not too many folk that want to get back to the good old way.
Hallelujah.
And let's go on. Let's go on.
Talking about the good old way. Let's go on. Let's go on. Talk.
Hello? Oh, you can guarantee the devil's here. You can guarantee that. This man is a devil.
Yes. Yes.
And he's very well versed in the Word of God.
Amen.
The devil knows it's written.
Yes.
It's written.
It's written.
It's written.
It's written.
Hello?
Bless the
God bless you. Does anybody understand what God has done with the last year? He made it very possible for us to gather here in this place. We haven't had this place full. But now, if they want to travel, it gets more difficult.
Oh, Jesus!
If a lot of these folk would have stayed here, just like you, boy, just keep mocking me. And one of these days, you're not going to get back from where you're going.
Oh, bless you. Hello?
Praise the Lord, Brother Sanders and Sister Borges.
When the roll
is coming yonder, when the roll.
No, I asked your wife, she's not here. She said, yeah, you know. My husband, my children, my circumstances. Just like you folks didn't know this time was coming.
Oh, bless you.
Did Noah flood was coming?
Yes.
And what did he do?
Prepared.
What did he do?
Prepared.
And how did he do it?
Who was filled with fear?
Hey!
Who was filled with fear?
Amen.
Hello?
Good morning, Prophet. This is Terry Taylor checking in for service.
God bless you. When the road. We can't think of any other more mocking when somebody looks you right in the face and pays no attention to what you're saying. Mockers will come, walking after their own lust. This is the way I chose to walk. This is what I chose to do.
Oh, Jesus.
This is what I'm going to be. Oh, hello?
Oh, Jesus.
No, your satellite dish is not out of commission. We've had to change the server, or the server things, and have you put instructions on the website for that? Oh, listen to me, brother, just shut up and listen. Brother Mark, will you answer me, please? Brother Ham, will you listen to me on the phone? Now, Brother Mark, did you put instructions on the website? If you go to the website, there are new frequency settings that you have to change for your satellite to work. Okay? I think Brother Mark makes them very simple.
Yes.
So try to do that, then you can be back on the satellite again. All right? God bless you. You see, people tell me they're listening, but they're not listening. And I'm supposed to be hunky-dory with that, huh?
Hello. Oh, God.
Now, I did have a fellow call me last night, and I will call him myself. I'm not even going to ask the brothers to do it. He said, Brother Stair, your coordinations on the net are not the best. So a lot of skipping, a lot of this. He said, I can fix it.
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm going to give him a chance to fix it. I've given all these brothers a chance to fix it. All these fine fellows. See, we're supposed to be workers together, but we work individually. You can work out your salvation individually?
My Lord,
well done. No, we do it together. Together again. Isn't that beautiful? Heavenly Father, will you settle this issue once and for all?
Yes, Lord.
Let it be known that thou art God.
Yes, Lord.
And that I am thy servant.
Yes, God.
And I do all these things at your command.
Yes, God. Amen.
And he turned his face to the wall.
Okay.
Could you use some help with that prayer?
Prayed unto the Lord, saying,
then you got to remember what you damn folk refused to do.
Okay.
He was spoken to by the prophet.
Yes.
Set your house in order, because you're going to die and not live.
Amen.
Amen.
Mock me again. Go ahead, fools. Who was the prophet that went to him? Isaiah.
Amen.
From all understanding of Isaiah, he was a very loving, gentle, merciful prophet, Isaiah.
Amen.
Some things had been revealed to that guy that had not been revealed to any other prophet. Until your child was born.
Yes.
Your son is given. You see, you're doing it again. You had to go on like that, and you don't even know what I'm quoting. You don't think the words that come from Jeremiah are a little bit different than the one that came from Isaiah? And yet when you tie them all together, they're the same word.
Glory to God.
Boy, oh boy, you would. Huh? So here's Isaiah, who was a man with God's heart. Hello. My name's Thorne. See, again, you damn folk will not accept. Why would God send a prophet to me named Thorne? Thorne. Hey, what is he about? Just go. Go. You keep mocking God like this, and God's going to whip the hell out of you. So full of iniquity. I don't want to go back over the Thorne situation, but that was really something. Get out of California. Get out of Florida. And don't come to me, oh, what's your name down here? Or God told you. Hell with you. God might have told you, but then I came along and said, now in the name of the Lord, get out of Florida. Get out of the cities. Stop being influenced by the religious system that you were raised in.
My Lord.
The churches.
Okay.
Well, where are we supposed to go to church? Where two or three gather in his name. Not in the Baptist name. Not in the preacher's name.
His name.
Well, no, you don't get to hear my name. Some of you folks are changing my name.
Oh, God.
I'm glad you are.
Because
my name don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
I must plead with you people hours every day. And you just insist on having it your way. Just like right now. Are you responding?
Oh, God.
Are you responding like I've asked you to? Right now. Rejoice.
For the steps of the righteous man they are.
How's that sound out there, folk? Hey, you that's listening, how's that sound? These folks sound like they're rejoicing?
No.
You know why you can't do it like that? Because they're under a heavy burden of their own iniquity. Well, the roll, huh? Calling the roll. when called Angel Roll. Remember me. Remember me. When my tears are falling down. Remember me. When there's trouble all around. And all down at the river of Jordan at death's door. Oh Lord, when you're calling the roll, remember me. Boy, look what I got to do to get this orchestration playing harmony. There is a generation that curses their father.
Amen.
And doth not bless their mother. Now your father is God.
Hallelujah.
And your mother is the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
So grieve not the Holy Spirit. If you would curse your mother, would it grieve her? Would it grieve her? Does your son bless you or grieve you?
What a message.
Amen.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
How dare Paul say that? You have many instructors.
Amen.
But one father.
Amen.
Who is he referring to?
Amen.
Hmm?
Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
He's praying to himself.
Yes.
See, I fathered y'all.
Yes.
I put the seed in you.
Yes. Glory, glory.
And then I put the water too.
Glory, glory.
Yes.
Yes.
One planet, every water the same God.
Yes.
And now the increase of his government of control. Defiance comes out of some of you people's faces. Oh, boy. When the road everybody be here, but the one that God put upon the heart to be here, they should be here and stay here. What about their family? Let them behind. Your family won't come with you. You're in your family. This is your family. We are the family of God. Now your father, God will go with you through the judgment, through life, through death. Bunch of people. Ay.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord God. Oh, bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the world, and saints of the Most High God, this is the last generation.
Amen.
And you better save yourself from it.
Because
this last generation is a generation. She's not even moving. There is a generation. That's this one.
Yeah.
I how can you say that? Because it's like fire burneth in my soul. This is the last time. And we're coming to the end of the last hour. And if you don't watch, of that hour knoweth no man, not even the Son, but the Father only. So what you need to know right now is not the Son and not the Spirit, but the Father. You need to know the Father. And that's what Jesus said he came to do. When he came into your heart, he came to introduce you to the Father. And he said, this is the way. You won't budge, will you? You're a bunch of hard boys. You see, that's why you're going to be just a very few. Just a very few. See how few we got to call this morning? And most of them are faithful few. Brother Ben. Yeah, Brother Ben. You're one of those who are now seeking to enter, and you're not able.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, bless you. So, you folks, these, when you're ready, you're going to just come on, don't you? Don't you? Hello? Hello? Okay. Thank you. It wasn't you. Because some of you folk are still not here. See, the things we saw far off have now been nigh. The day we saw 40 years ago or 20 years is now here. Hello?
Good morning, Brother Sears. This is Sister Mustafia. Praise the Lord.
Where are you from?
I'm from Montclair, New Jersey.
Yeah, you're the one that writes quite often. Okay.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you.
There's one that's been calling me. See? And the first mistake they make. Well, I'm going to come there. See? Now, God knows I want God's people to come. But I tell you, you've got to come wrong. And you don't come arrogant.
Hello.
You don't come proud and say, hey, I'm see, now I didn't tell a girl she can't come. I just said, don't come to stay here. First of all, I'll tell her why. I can't have children on these grounds.
Amen.
We can't have any more invalid folk like you here. So you all be excited and say, Lord, take me home. Now you still get puffed up as an old lady. Yeah, you do.
Amen.
I get my little check, so I can. You better come on down.
Amen.
Humble yourself.
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord.
You ought to be hanging your head. You tell me. See, I was not going to talk about your situation, but you tell me what you were doing hanging up around Charlotte all day. Took you all day with that, Dennis? No, it didn't. Because you drug around like that and drug around all of a sudden, now your car breaks. I'm sitting alongside the road. I said, I'm not going to help her. I'm not going to send for her. Carl, she could stay there and kept the car. See, now you all don't like that, do you?
Okay.
I tried to tell you and you. You didn't come right. You came with your own mind made up. Now I got to find some way to get you folks to live here with the rest of us. Look at them. Not a one of them has any compassion for me. Oh, you ain't treating them right. Do they treat me right? Are you treating God right? Huh? was surprised to see you here this morning because you got in so late. Look at me. I don't know what to do, Brother Stair. Sure you did. You got home, didn't you? You lived up there in familiar territory. Yeah, you were. You lived there for a while. Sure. See, now she's going to look at me. She wants to talk back to me. She never should have stayed up there that long. She should have went to the dentist, got fixed, and headed right back home. I know what she was doing. That's her old camping ground. I didn't send her to go see her friends or to check on her old status. And she's pretty sharp. Yeah, her last phone call was, I don't know what to do. So then how'd you get home? You must have knew what to do. Isn't that something? Huh?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
And then y'all busted Richard back there. Because I asked Richard, is this car, are they able to do it?
Yeah.
And Richard said, yeah. Then why was that car she was driving, which was in tip-top shape? I can tell you why. I can tell you why. First of all, that car is not built for heavy. And in and out, up and down, and finally knocked loose to the... Now she'd have went careful. Then when I went, come on back, she'd have made it. Oh, you're wrong. Tell me to my face I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Come on, tell me I'm wrong when I talk about you. Tell me. Tell me I'm wrong. Come on! You'll do it behind my back, won't you?
Oh, my God.
Won't you? Won't you? I'm in your hands, God. I ask you again. If I'm not doing it the way you want me to do it, please take me out of here before I goof so bad.
Oh, God.
Okay, I hear you. You reprove. You judge. You rebuke.
Yes, yes.
With all long suffering.
Yes, God.
Why? Because the time will come. Huh?
Oh.
It has already come. Oh, come on, God. Am I hearing you?
Oh, God.
How many folk can testify I'm hearing God?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God.
I've been very faithful with you. I told you you're on probation. You know what that probation is, don't you? You're put into a situation that you should be able to live. But there's certain things you can't do. Because you're going to break the probation. And one thing you can't do around here is make your own decisions, because your decisions affect the whole body of Christ.
My Lord. Yes, right.
See, I don't know what you came here to do. I put it in the test hoping that you come because you want to serve the Lord. But you still want to serve yourself. Well, you can't do that here.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Wow.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Love does not seek its own.
No.
Amen.
They won't receive it, Lord. I know that. Said I came, they wouldn't receive me. They mocked me. Well, he says he's the Son of God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
I'm getting up here with you this morning. I really am. Now just call it quits and just go ahead. Run out that door.
Oh,
when the roll. Can I look at the book, Lord? See whose name written in the book.
Book, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory, God.
I see a mark to that one. I see a check mark behind that one.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory, God.
I see an eraser over that one.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Where am I? Last your end. You're your end boy. Ah, boy. What do I do when I talk like that? What do I tell you about that? No. God said, don't be afraid of their faces. Shall you forget? Go back to the book of Jeremiah. When's the last time you all read it?
Amen.
Huh? And I bring out a point in that that is so obvious. Which was it? Say that I am a child.
Amen. Amen.
When I was a child, I stayed as a child.
Amen.
But God says you're not a child. So don't say it.
Amen.
So I'm not going to speak like a child.
No.
You won't get it, will you? See, somebody tell me how I present that to you. Turn this out. I was 17 years old.
Hallelujah.
I didn't know God very well. But then I found he knew me.
Hallelujah.
Right there.
Hallelujah.
Right there.
Hallelujah.
Right there is where I found out.
Hallelujah.
Lying on my bed in my mother's home.
Yes.
Troubled in my heart because God said to me, don't go to the Bible school.
Hallelujah.
Tuition paid. Full scholarship.
Thank you, Father.
You don't know why I look at you like that? You see, I don't see too much of a change of face. That showed me there's not a change of heart. Because you're faithful.
Yes, Lord.
I hardly ever see any tears. You don't believe that God's using us to minister to the rest of the world, do you?
Amen.
Do you? Let the ministers.
Oh, Jesus.
Bear thy people, Lord. This heathen government. The heathen world is taking a ruler over more and more and more. And we sit here the last year with this pandemic everywhere, with police power being demonstrated everywhere, with crime all around us. Never thought I'd see the day when Carlton County would be such a... Murders, rapes, brutality. How many times have I quoted to you? Only in the land of Goshen. I wonder why God kept them bondage in Egypt until he got done dealing with Egypt. And they didn't see one thing was going on with Egypt. Here was God showing his judgment against Egypt and against Pharaoh. Plague after plague. You let my people go.
Amen.
Now I even told you why Why didn't Pharaoh kill me? Why did they kill me?
Right.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
You ever try to kill my influence? Or destroy my word? How you doing with it?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
As you gather together against and say all manner of evil against. Hey, because you identify my sin, that's not evil. Sin is not evil. No, it's not. It's when somebody won't acknowledge their sin. That's evil.
Amen.
That's evil.
Amen.
That's evil. Well, you good old goody goody, you have no sin, do you? No, you're full of evil.
Amen.
Evil workers.
Yes.
Evil surmisers.
Yes.
Here we go again, see. Well, you ain't got it. Well, then get out. I wouldn't sit around a man that you don't believe is God's man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't sit under him.
Amen,
I wouldn't.
Amen.
When the road
is coming down, when the road is coming
don't tell me you're going to be there if you're not here. Because this is the path to there. The path of righteousness. Do right. Yeah, do right. A generation, though Daniel or Job, or no, is that the way you read?
Yeah.
That's the way you read?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
Somebody read it for me.
That's right. Though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it.
See, that's the reason I said it, because I didn't read it like that, did I?
No.
I said it was Daniel.
Yeah.
I said the first one was Noah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
True.
See, and the last one, that Job. The last one.
Yeah.
You see how God's so articulate in putting things in order?
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See how many folk caught when I switched the order? You didn't catch it, did you? I said, Daniel. Daniel's not the first one. Noah.
Yeah. True.
They don't get it. And see, I caught it myself, didn't I? I said, come on, read that again.
Yes.
So I got to find out in a generation that if Daniel or Noah would be in it. Well, I'm in it.
Amen.
I'm a Noah.
And a Daniel.
Amen.
I'm a Daniel. And those things were written about Daniel, about Noah, about Job for the prophet,
Amen.
The leader.
Amen.
Of this generation. Because it's the last one.
Yes.
So we go way back to the first one.
Yes.
For you folk will respond no matter what I do, will you?
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
But, Brother Stair, that word, it cuts right.
Yes, Lord. Right.
The engrafted word.
Yes. Oh, yes, Lord.
Why would the Bible use the word engraft? Well, doesn't God know language?
Oh, God.
And then we so blessed to have a man who's been his life grafting.
Amen.
Right here. When you graft something, you got to cut.
Yes.
Cut out other things that be in the way.
Amen.
God damn it, they won't budge, God. They won't budge! My God! These people will not move at all! The movement's on and they won't move!
Oh, Jesus!
Hallelujah.
And I got to give yelled at him.
Oh, God.
I screamed at him.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Oh, I know the Bible says about unmovable. Find that one. See what we're supposed to be unmovable about. That's it. The word is unmovable. Look how long it's taken us to find it. Be you steadfast.
Unmovable.
What?
Always abounding.
Abounding. Abounding. Always overcoming. Always excited. Abounding. Abounding. Oh, abounding. Be you steadfast. For diapers. Right? Think God you'd be to clean up your life? Huh? We're clean through the Word. So anytime God uses it with the Word, we're all being clean. I like that last line. The one I just, how to start.
Be steadfast. And always abound. The works of the Lord.
Receive you.
See,
how will I say this? Rob us every time of the point. The engrafted word, the word that cuts, the word that will circumcise, the word that will cut the flesh and the spirit, separate them. The word, the engrafted word. When did God reveal to the old man that baby was Jesus?
Amen.
Circumcision.
Hallelujah.
A lot of folks challenged me on that, but when that Jesus showed up with that circumcision line, because he knew. Yeah. And they're going to question me. See, I have that guy question on this. When that old man Simeon, here we are again. I mentioned it. Everybody should know this story. I've gone through it many times, but I've been contradicted on it.
Glory.
And if I demonstrate it, you're going to sit there and, boy, you are hard people. I like the story of that because it says something like this. And there was an old man whose name was Simeon, and it was revealed. And it was
revealed
by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That he would not die. I'm an old man, and it's been revealed to me.
Hallelujah.
That when I die, we're going to see the Christ child. I think time and time again that old man would make his way to the temple. Because he knew that the first place he was going to make his appearance. He knew. And do you know the first place he's going to make his appearance in his temple?
Yeah.
So you got to be circumcised.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Can I get quiet? Circumcision does not hurt a baby. It doesn't even know it. But you can tell if it's circumcised because there's been some blood. Yeah. Just a little piece of flesh.
Amen.
How many of you fellas have been circumcised? You know what they did to you? They did what most of the time within 8 days, when you're very young.
Amen.
Lay on the table, took all your little flesh on the end of your penis,
yes, yes.
Pulled it out, went.
Amen.
Yes, right.
Yes. Amen.
Well, why do you have to say that? Well, that's what they do.
Amen.
Glory.
You know what that does? It exposes the head.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It reveals the head.
Yes.
And I can tell you right now, in the love act, it's the head that makes the difference. And I was walking down the streets in New York, and the young prostitutes would say, "You want some head?" Because they can make you pop off just like that. They get that head. The head.
All right.
Oh, you're so holy.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Are you circumcised? Does it reveal the head?
Hallelujah. All right, yes, Lord.
And boy, if you can touch that head, it'll go through the whole body.
Yes.
The whole body will feel the results of that.
Glory, glory.
Touching the head.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Oh, I did it again, Lord. These fine spiritual people. I'm ready, Lord. Well, when the road, they stop calling. See, everyone called. The reason I called, because they know that I'm going to say, "Why aren't you here?"
Right.
Now, let me just deal with that. I got houses everywhere. Look at them houses down there. Look at them over there. Empty. I think we started to clean out your house, the house that was yours. That's not yours anymore.
Okay.
Huh? Well, he goes, go do your own thing, then come back to your father and say, "I want my place." No, it ain't going to be like that. It's just not going to be like that. It's just not going to be like that. It's just not going to be like that.
Okay.
No. You leave your place, somebody's going to take it. God's got somebody going to put it in that place. If I left my place here, see, God put me in jail, but I didn't leave my place. And when I come back and saw that some folks were trying to take my place, God got them out of here, didn't he?
Amen.
Where you at, Conley?
Amen.
Where you at, Stan?
Oh,
where you at, Chris? Where you at, my little old walker?
Oh, Jesus.
You people, you sit there and mock me when I do that here. Where are they? Huh? Out here, where are you? Where are you?
Amen. Glory to God. Bless your name, O God.
Well, where are you?
Here.
Out here.
Here.
In all things? Do I hinge on you who that prophet is?
Lord.
Do I stagger at it?
No.
A generation. The last one. Pretty soon you won't hear the voice of the last generation. We're going to hear the voice of the everlasting angel. I hope he'll just be joining with him. The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our God. That curses their father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. Hello? There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes. And their eyelids are lifted up.
Oh, God.
Boy, I see it. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among men. The horse leech hath two daughters, crying, give, give. But there are three things that are never satisfied. Yea, four things. Say not, it is enough. The grave.
Amen.
The barren womb. The earth is not filled with water. And the fire that said, it is enough.
Okay.
Why don't you mark that down and try to analyze that? The eye that mocketh and his father, and despiseth to obey his mother.
Amen.
The ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagle shall eat it. There be three things which are too wonderful for me, yea, four, which I know not. To wave an eagle in the air.
Amen.
To wave a serpent upon a rock. To wave a ship in the midst of the sea. And the way of a man was amazed. Interesting.
Amen.
Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I've done no wickedness. For three things the earth is disquieted, and for four which it cannot. By the way, I'm reading about it. The last generation.
All right. Amen.
For a servant when he reigneth, and a fool when he's filled with meat. Well, see, I can tell you folk, I got meat. You've never tasted. And you folk are so full with meat. I have meat that you don't know about.
Amen.
I have revelations that all the Holy Ghost you got has not revealed to you.
Amen. Amen.
And one thing is the last generation.
Father.
The last time.
Yes.
The last hour.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I got a great big consensus of agreement from that. Because you know, don't you? There are four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people.
Yes.
I dealt with the ants this week several times, didn't I?
Yes.
I told you how to get rid of the ants.
Yes.
Why don't you give it a shot? You might think some wee-wee in. But say, all right. How many wee-wee every day? Well, just catch a little bit of it.
Amen.
Put it in a bottle as you walk around, you see an ants follow where they are. As you go back to the ant hill, you double on the ant hill. And you go out there tomorrow, and they won't be there tomorrow.
Oh my God.
How many tried it? Does it work? Mm-hmm. Huh.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
See, when you destroy the ant hill where the queen lives, then the queen gets destroyed. The ants have no reason to go back no more. So they die. They just die. They don't go make another one. They just die.
Hallelujah.
These churches that do away with the Queen of Heaven, you know, the Holy Ghost, have not the Spirit of God, they just die.
Yes, Lord.
You don't go back to them churches.
No.
New Zealand is dying.
Yes, Lord.
The United States is dying.
Yes.
The world is dying.
Yes.
The economy is dying.
Yes.
The evangelism is dying.
Yes.
You don't want to go back to that anymore. Why turn you again to the weeds and beg the elders of the world? They're dying. They're dying.
Yes.
They're dying.
Yes.
Boy, you are a bunch of stubborn people, I'm telling you. I'm looking right at you. Some of you folk, boy, you are so defiant.
Yes.
Strengthen those things that remain that are about to die. How do you do that? Tell them don't go back to the churches. Short, huh? Get out of the cities. So when I sent you back in, I didn't get right out. But you didn't. No, you didn't. I even told Rose why. Because I watched her. I watched her. I had a tracker on the car. Showed me where the doctor's office was. The next thing I see you 20 miles away. I said, see? Don't go back and see the doctor no more, do you? Sure? He finished everything? You know why? Because if you come back now you got to pay him.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, well, she was doing some work that he guaranteed when he done it. It might have been better if I'd just sent her up here to the dental clinic. You folk ain't going to give me no space, are you? You don't know what they're talking about. You know what, about last night, about made a decision. We go just move you out of here and go get your house, go find yourself a job. You better thank God you got back this morning. Really. You all better stop this fooling around with me. Before I can get this house full, I got to get rid of some people. Don't you dare grin. A meal just tells everything, doesn't it, Lord? Huh. Shows on your face. See, I dealt with Jackie last week about presumption.
Amen.
And I told you why I did it. Because he would make statements like, I should have moved over there. Yeah, I did it. One time I said, come on, kind of move.
Okay.
And they sort of... Would you like to hear the last line of his little mail to me today? Because he believes now he's got to move. And move where? Where are you contemplating of moving to? And he's not going to be in charge. And that's one reason why I'm... Then I said, she's not coming.
That's right.
You're not going to live here.
Right.
Mm. That's why I hope I can get you to die soon.
Amen.
We're not going to be using no rockers. And we're not going to put up with your old age tough spirit.
Amen.
You're not tough, are you? That carnal.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
And I keep telling you, see, I made mistakes before. And that's what I thought about. I said, all right, did I make a mistake again?
Hallelujah.
I keep telling you, you got to come right. You want to go to heaven, you got to come to get Jesus right. You can't come falling and praising.
Yes, Lord.
The only time you can do that is if you already came right and he's put your name in the book, now you can come boldly to the throne of grace.
Yes, Lord.
So somebody's got to check you out and make sure your name's written down.
Glory.
Well, okay, go ahead. Go ahead. He must give an account.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, so you folks think you got to give an account for me, huh?
Yeah, glory to God.
See how quiet you get?
Amen.
No, you don't have to give an account for me.
No.
Obey them to have the rule over you.
Amen.
I don't got the rule over me. Not you.
No.
Not you.
Thank you, God.
I'd never make it.
No.
If you rule over me.
Hallelujah.
Never. But if he rules over me, I'm guaranteed to make it. Hallelujah. Now how would you like the promise? He that is faithful over a few things. Hello, few things. I'm ruling over a few things. He said, I'm going to make you ruler over many things. The saints go marching in, and I'm going to be leading the pack. Yeah. Right, go ahead, bless food. You get upset because I rejoice. Yeah, brother, wicked old man like you. Yeah, I rejoice in my salvation. I rejoice in the God of my salvation. Yeah, hallelujah. He picked me up. He set me forward. He holds me up. When the road. Remember, the last to be first.
Yes.
So when he starts calling the roll,
yes.
This last guy, you'll be up there first. And you're going to be right behind me. Whoa! Ah, this is some not. This is just not practical Christianity, is it? Ah, oh boy, a generation. This is the last one.
Amen.
There are three things which go well, yea, four are comely in going. Brother Timothy, you ought to go back and hear your sermon. Consider the ends.
Hallelujah.
All you folk ought to consider your testimonies.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Glory. Yeah, y'all consider the ends.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
They have one goal in mind.
Glory.
To keep the Queen alive.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit alive.
Glory.
So don't grieve that Holy Spirit.
No.
Come on, keep that Holy Spirit alive.
Yes, Lord.
The Spirit of life, the Spirit of hope, Spirit of truth.
Yes, Lord.
Spirit of love.
Yes.
I wish somebody.
Glory.
No greater love than that, Seth.
No,
they'll lay down their life for that Queen.
Amen.
Not for the mound.
No.
The Queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
They bathe her.
Yeah.
They feed her.
Amen.
So she can keep on working.
Yeah.
Laying eggs.
Yeah.
Can you picture that? She lays about 2,000-3,000 eggs a day. Wow. Wow. That's a fertile queen. And if she doesn't do that, you get rid of her. I can't believe you people don't have the mental capacity to grasp this, what I'm talking about. Hmm?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Does the Bible use the word consider to you?
Yes.
Consider the ant? Well, what, where in other places do you use it? Consider your ways. Did God tell you about your way?
Amen.
Is it your way? Not my way.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless it.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for salvation.
Oh, God. I want to tell you something else about that trip she made yesterday. Because along about 5:30 somewhere, she called. Because they called me. And I said, I'm not going after her. She said, alongside the interstate. And the tailpipe had fallen down. Hey, Richard, you wouldn't let a car go out like that, would you, Richard? Richard? Did I not tell you to make sure he was it? Am I going to blame Richard now? I can tell you why the tailpipe fell down. I can tell you why the tailpipe. Because that car was not made for me. She getting in and out, bouncing up and down, loosened the tailpipe.
Oh, Jesus.
She should have came right back home. Oh, you're wrong. I'm not wrong. That car was not made to carry you, sister. No, I didn't. I should have sent a truck with you.
Amen.
Come on, that poor little car. Whoop. In and out, in and out. Driving here, driving there. Boom, 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 boom. Was that loosened tailpipe, Richard? Huh? What's loosened your tailpipe? Bum, bum, boom, 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 boom.
Huh?
Oh,
God.
Oh, I'm wrong, huh?
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You fixed the tailpipe yourself?
No.
I'm sure you did. You know how to do that too, didn't you? Sure you did. Tell me how you did it.
I went
and
walked to the auto parts store.
I saw you park right in front of it. Yeah. I said, see, you're going to get some help now. Hmm? Did they come out and help you or did...
I went inside and bought a ratchet.
You fixed it yourself?
I had to have two guys come and hold it for me so I could crank it.
You got down on the ground?
Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. You had to jack the car up though, didn't they?
No, I had them hold it with their feet.
Because that woman's not going to get under that car. Unless that car was lifted up somehow. Were they black or white?
Black.
Yes. Hey, sister, what's up? You know, folks, you just keep mocking me when I tell you things. I'm telling you, I knew she had to get some help. And she's in the area, and she's black. Well, who are you? You wouldn't have walked up to some old white and said, help me, would you? No matter what I tell these folks, they don't remember nothing. They don't remember things I learned. I remember one day, somebody stole a tape recorder out of my truck. I still got it sitting up there in the radio room. Now, what I had done was I walked into a store and let the doors open so somebody reached in there and grabbed it. Boy, oh boy. You like when I tell my stories, don't you? It was a very beautiful... It was a Marantz recorder. The time of recorder back years ago, and you could put a cassette into it, and it would not... No slack. Cost a whole lot of money. You all got some good salvation, but it cost a whole lot.
Oh, yes, Lord.
He paid the debt.
Yes,
I don't know where that tape recorder got. I thought I had left it someplace, forgot it, and I went back to two of them. Couldn't find it.
Okay.
I was living in that truck camper, the one down there. Now, people, look, the door's open. At this point in time, I would not get upset if you got up and walked out. I really wouldn't. I'm more upset that you sit here and keep putting that same spirit on you. Well, I don't see why I tell us these stories. That's your problem. The world don't see why I act the way I act, and just like you. This is the last time, though. So I'll give you a good message. It won't be long. You won't hear me no more. The Apostle Paul said to the Jews, he's going to Jerusalem. And they begin to weep. He said, don't do that. He said, you're not going to see my face no more. It won't budge. This people is so locked in to their own carnal thinking that no amount of truth penetrates that mind.
Hallelujah.
I had to leave. Jason was driving in the car, and the car I had was an old Dodge with the fluid drive. Now, some of you folks don't know about the fluid drive, but it was a preliminary to the automatic drive.
Oh, bless you.
The fluid changed the shifting. Anybody know about it? Nobody knows that before the automatic drive we got, they came with fluid drive?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it was the fluid inside would shift the transmission.
Amen.
Don't you know you got some fluid inside of y'all?
Yes, Lord.
So we were going down the road, and Teresa was ahead of me, and I told her I got to stop for gas. So she pulled on past the gas station, pulled to the side, and I went to the gas station, filling up the truck. And all of a sudden, I heard some music. And I looked, and there was a black dude. Oh! Did I say it over the radio? Uh-oh. I should have just said, dude, right? He was walking with a just tape recorder on his arm like this, playing some music. And I perked my head up, and I saw him. And I said, boy, that's my tape recorder. I knew that would be mine, because there was only one like that, and they were very rare.
Right.
So I went running across him, and I ran, big guy like you, I ran up to him. He just walking around. I just grabbed that thing and yanked it out of his hand. Now, mind you, I'm in a black neighborhood at a black store with a black dude. And I ran up in front of him, grabbed that thing. That's my tape recorder. You stole it. He said, mine. No, it ain't. It's mine. And he took off running. Well, I turned around and wondered what the action was going to be. And there was a whole bunch of black folk watching me. You know what they said to me? They didn't say, what are you doing? They said, what'd he do? Then what are these black lice doing? I got a right.
Hallelujah.
I saw something in the news this morning just amazed me. A multi-billionaire in Texas. They're now shutting him down because of his taxes.
Right.
Now, they won't do it with Trump.
Right.
But this guy, you know what he is? He's black. Didn't know we had black billionaires, do we? Huh? So he's a threat to Trump. He billionaires, they... See, when I start talking to you folks don't grasp that. Mr. Trump has been the biggest tax evader that this world has ever seen. And it's all done because of his lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Now the poor black guy out there,
yeah.
They're laying her. All the guilt things, and Mr. Trump did. They billionaires know how to use their lawyers to avoid paying taxes. Mr. Trump is a lie. He's not a liar.
Okay.
He is a lie. And all you damn Christians out there, take me on, because I'm on the air, right?
Yeah.
And I'll say it again to you. If Mr. Trump wins this election, he'd not ask you for 4 more years. He has a few hollering, 12 more years. 12 more years. Come on, peanut brains. And the best way to destroy this is to nullify the election. So be it. Thank you, folks. Keep on cramping my style. Go ahead. Keep on quenching. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
The revelation of the man of sin is going to be identified by the mark of the beast.
Okay.
It has to do with buying and selling. Now, you folks sit there all you want to and get stubborn as can be. But just suppose that takes place, and then you can't buy gas or buy food.
Amen.
Or rent a motel. Or drive on the highway.
Amen.
So when the spirit of the ruler, who will be the Antichrist, rises up, stay in your place.
Amen.
Just like I expected. Okay.
Glory to God, thank you.
Don't you weep for me when I'm gone.
Amen.
Jesus carrying the cross, all beat up, weeping. He said, hey, don't weep for me.
Amen. Oh, Jesus.
Weep for yourself.
Yes, Lord.
Because if you bleed me, you wouldn't be weeping at this.
Amen.
You'd be rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
Because in 3 days, except the one woman.
Amen.
Who was the woman?
Mary.
Mary what?
Magdalene.
What was she?
A prostitute.
Hmm?
Yes.
It wasn't his mother.
No.
I don't know why you can't grasp what the scripture is telling us. And even she didn't recognize him at first. Because he sure didn't look like he was carrying a cross.
Amen.
So she supposed.
Yes.
What are you supposing? What's your supposition? Hmm?
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I suppose that when I come here, you would treat me more dignity, Brother Stan. And you just talk down to us and talk down to us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Can we depend on you for some security around here?
God bless you, Jesus.
Can God depend on you for some faithfulness around here?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Be thou faithful.
Oh, Jesus.
When the Son of God comes, will he find people full of faith?
Hallelujah! Glory to God!
Hallelujah!
Every time I do that, I expect you folks to rejoice. Yeah, faithful. faith, full, or full of faith. So full of faith, no room for doubt, no room for questioning, no room for uncertainty, just full of faith. But it's got to require of me. You ever have the idea how much faith it took to come up and talk to you? You ought to, because it takes a whole lot of faith for you to listen to me. The hearing of faith. And I can just show you things over and over again. You tell me with all this trash, because you folks don't understand what's going on even around here. I can't understand how he can talk like that and get away. Lord, come on. Come on, God. I'm talking right on the radio. They can hear me all over the world if they want to. I don't hear you yet because you're not listening. I don't care what you say.
Amen.
People don't pay attention to what they hear.
Amen.
What should you hear today? What has God had me say over and over and over and over and over, hour after hour after hour? This is the voice of the last day, of the last day. Now we're past, we're in the last day. We're at the last hour, just before the day. Gotta do it again. Darkness has covered the earth. And gross. Oh, that's gross.
Yes, Lord.
Oh.
Glory God. Hallelujah.
Mr. Trump and our government is a gross government.
Yes, Lord.
Disgusting. No fairness in it.
Glory God.
No justice in it. Truth has fallen in the street. And see, not one of you folks, if you knew the scripture, you would know what I just said.
Hallelujah.
Is the scripture identifying this time?
Amen.
No, you can. Shall we stand? I will give you a word from the Lord.
Amen.
Many shall seek to enter.
Amen.
But they shall not be
able.
And if you're not able, then you're a Cain.
Amen.
And you'll end up killing Abel.
Bless you.
To whom shall I speak? And give warning. When the room whether you look or not, I'm still going to be there. See, I'm here, yeah?
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
At quarter till, I wasn't even dressed. Then my old carry keeper. She says, time for you to get dressed. So you ain't got me a shirt and she didn't ask if I liked it or not. Nice shirt, though. Sure makes me look good, doesn't it? Don't it? If I just cut my head off. Yeah, all I'm doing is mocking you, people. That's all I'm doing. I'm mocking the way you respond. The way. God is great. God is good. Let us thank Him for our food. For by His hand we must be fed. He gives us now our daily bread.
Oh,
get too many answers in a roll call, did we?
My Lord.
Hey, the roll still, the phone's still open.
Glory. Bless you.
I'm a deliberate guy, ain't I?
Hallelujah. Glory, God. Hallelujah.
Praise you. Last week, as we got done, old Kenny Dice called on this phone. They answered up there.
Hallelujah.
Well, God told me. See, he didn't like that. I said, no, God didn't tell you to do that. Why would God tell me to tell God's people to get out of Florida than tell him to stay? Well, so somebody's got to believe that somebody didn't hear from God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Amen. Glory to God.
I don't go to Florida.
Hallelujah.
Got Dave Murata out.
Yeah.
Couldn't get his brother-in-law out.
God bless you.
Couldn't get Chris's wife out.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you.
I guess God just can't get us out, can he? Well, he just can't get us out of this world, then he can't get us out of this world. Because when he comes, he'll call us out of this world. Hear my cry, Lord. Hear my call. Hold my hand. Because I'm going to fall if you don't hold my hand, Lord. A greyhound and the eagle. You know, they have the, they don't have them no more. They cancel them. The greyhound dog races, they don't run them no more. Because no matter how much they tried, them greyhounds could never catch them rabbits. Ever tell a story about the greyhound dog? How they heard it? Remember? They were transporting these dogs across the country and on the train. Got out in the middle of the wilderness and pulled the train over to the side. Because the man who owned these greyhound dogs, which were worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, he asked the conductor, wait a while, so he lets his dogs out. You know, these expensive dogs. Why are you looking at me like that, Brother Sarah? Well, why are you looking at me like that? You want to come up to why? To let the dogs out. And one of them dogs scared up a Texas jackrabbit. We can go with that old rabbit, took off, and the dog right behind it. So they had to wait for the dog. Too expensive to go off without him. I think it was 4 days. Find the dog come back. No rabbit. So he chided the old boy. Said, I thought you told me it was the fastest dog you got. I said, that is. We didn't catch the rabbit. You got it all wrong, boy. See, that rabbit, he's running for his life. The dog, he's running for pleasure. That's a lot of you folk are doing. You're running for God for pleasure instead of running for your life. And you ain't never going to catch the pleasure. Uh-uh. Be right out in front of you. But in his presence, there are pleasure. Boy, can I? God bless you. You're dismissed. Hey, no more calls, huh? The roll was called in 843-538-1334. Him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Well, You can see that, can't you?
Yes.